Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a very special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit to start out about the State of the Union message last night. And I've got a little short blurb here from our pal Greg Cluxton up there in D.C., so I'm going to play that right now.
With Russian forces on the move in Ukraine, the president said Vladimir Putin thought he could make the free world bend to his menacing ways.
But he badly miscalculated. He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over.
On the economy, Mr. Biden acknowledged that too many Americans are being squeezed by inflation.
That's why my top priority is getting prices under control.
Even though the nation is bitterly divided politically, the president declared,
"The State of the Union is strong because you, the American people, are strong."
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the president incorrectly mentioned that the problem with inflation is some of these companies, again, are charging too much, including the oil and gasoline companies. I don't think he understands the way business works.
No. Yeah. No. Well, whoever wrote the speech, I mean, he doesn't know what he's saying. He's just reading the speech. So whoever wrote the speech... Mm-hmm. You know, or was said to put that in there, doesn't understand. But, you know, the one thing that a lot of people missed is Biden says regarding Putin, he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people.
I heard him say it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And even Kamala Harris mouths the correct word, meaning Ukrainian people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a gaffe of the night, at least one of them, top one, I would say.
Uh-huh.
So he got that wrong. And then he said, we are following other nations who are closing our airspace to Russian aircraft. Well, you know, like he's leading. Well, you know, everybody else did it.
Sure.
And the United States was last to do that one, so... Russian flights cannot come into the United States.
Uh-huh.
Not that I would think a whole bunch of them were, but, yeah.
Well, I got one for you. Little old Junior Trudeau up there in Canada, he attempted to talk tough by declaring a ban on Russian oil. But Canada hasn't imported or bought any Russian crude in about 10 years.
Crazy, isn't it?
I mean, these guys are all trying to one-up each other. when what they're saying isn't true.
And the United States is not going to stop buying Russian oil.
Correct.
So,
and that's wrong.
Well, and we all kind of thought that he would at least make a statement last night to reverse his policy, his energy policy, at least in part, and he won't do it. He will not do it. He went on and on and on about buying American.
Yeah.
Well, except anything that has to do with energy.
Oil, yeah. Yeah, and he did talk about solar panels and electric this and that and all this stuff. We ran about all that, and of course they showed AOC, and she jumped up to her feet and started applauding. By the way, was Nancy Pelosi having an attack?
Attack on what?
Did you see her behind Biden rubbing her hands together and looking like the little witch, wicked witch of the West, and getting all ready to jump up? And she got up a couple of times when there was nothing to applaud about, and rubbing her hands together. It was amazing.
Yeah, she looked like the cat that ate the canary almost the entire time.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Well, I can tell you this. You know, the best part of the speech, and really wasn't, I would say, all that good because he left out so much, was the beginning on Ukraine. The rest of it, even Associated Press had no use for it.
No. And he did hit the oil thing right when he talked about the price, so he got that right. So we got to get
him
that one.
And he released, you know, some more from the emergency reserves. Well, if you do the calculation, it's 3 days worth.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, hold on a second. Good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's up?
Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. As we know that, as we know just as well as Putin knows that Ukraine has been. The Western oligarchs and the Eastern and Middle East oligarchs piggy bank for many years. And what he's concerned about as far as NATO being concerned is having missiles on his borders. So we had missiles 90 miles away from Florida in Cuba years ago. And I kind of think that he's just concerned about his sovereignty and not having to be a member or having Ukraine. All right. I guess I got music coming up. I'm not
going to
make it.
No, but you can either hold on or call back. What do you want to do?
I'll hang.
All right, hang on. Denise, you hold on too, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll bring Mel back, and he can finish his point. In the meantime, I will tell you that it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they currently have been in business for 85 years. The second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your Geico website, geico.com, can give you all the information you want, including the agent that's closest to you, or they can even give you a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They can also cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, and RV. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy with your auto policy, and you will save a bunch of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check them out, see what they can do for you. Okay, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, let's go back and let Mel finish what he was going to say. Okay, Mel, it's your turn.
Thank you, Captain. Yes. Yeah, as I just mentioned, it's been their piggy bank and playground for years. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, that whole wannabe one world globalist crowd to take over and make us all their servant. But anyway,
right.
As been told, there had been pallets in these government buildings that were brought out and being burned. Because a lot of the citizens over there are saying that there's an overwhelming odor of paper being burned. And it was videotaped that there were agents with body armor and all that out there burning documents. Now, I kind of think that all of this wagged the dog going after Biden. I mean, going after Vladimir Putin by Joe Biden and the leftist crowd, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, who's involved in all of this. Money making at the cost of the Ukrainian government and the people. are doing this basically, in my opinion, I think millions and millions of Americans' opinions who don't want to be involved in this cover-up of their misdeeds, and that's exactly what they're doing, is destroying the paper trail, and that with Zelensky, who's been in office for how long?
About a year.
Was never really gone after the Biden prosecution, where Biden did videotape himself saying that this prosecutor had to be fired or you're not going to get the $1 billion.
Okay, so what's your question now?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, what? It's more of a comment, but still.
Okay.
I get it.
All right, let's let her comment. Thank you very much, Mel. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Janice, because I get where he was going there.
Well, actually, Mel, my son kind of thinks the same thing. He thinks that, that Ukraine was one of the most corrupt countries in the world, which it was. But interestingly enough, that was prior to Zelensky's regime, to his administration. The other fascinating thing is, and I actually was talking with Peter Schweitzer, who we know who he is, the author of the book.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it interesting to see the decent, loyal, wonderful people of Ukraine, and yet the Bidens and the Obamas and the George Soros just seem to only deal with those that were the most corrupt. And about a paper trail, I would say that the paper trail has already been duplicated and moved. So, I understand it. But
yeah, there's
the corruptness just seems to find the corruptness. And not all of Ukraine was corrupt, but, there's some very interesting things that are bubbling to the surface here, and that is, when it comes to Ukraine, how really Zelensky is asked to be a part of NATO when, in fact, NATO is actually asking to be a part of Ukraine.
Well, did you hear about the EU yesterday? They said that they were considering his request.
It was a majority vote. When mm-hmm. I heard him make the short speech to the EU. Mm-hmm. So now they can actually move him to be a part of the EU pretty quickly.
Yes.
The other thing they can't do is remove Russia from the United Nations Security Council. That could take forever. But
Now the thermobaric bomb and the vacuum bomb, which is the other slang word for
thing.
Yeah, they can certainly do a lot of damage to a lot of paper. But let's go back to the phone line here, and we've got Picasso on the line. Okay, you had a question for Denise. What is it?
I got a question. But just first of all, I mean, we all know that Ukraine's everything escalated, unfortunately, and it's continuing to. Denise, is he going to invade the West past the Dnipro River? And did you hear the 24 list of names that is the Wagner Group, which I don't know anything about, and they're in Chernobyl and Crimea, although you were close, Captain. You knew when they were there. They were there when you said they were there. But that's the information I had. And how many Russian warships, are in the Black Sea is one of my main questions. And just a comment that's kind of funny. You have to have humor. That's how they survived their concentration camps, at least last once in a while. When they said the sanctions about, he said, well, let them all eat pork, which is basically potato soup.
All right. Okay.
So he thinks the whole thing that makes Europe go broke too. So.
All right. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise. And by the way, it was my understanding that Turkey shut down the straits so the ships couldn't get in to the Black Sea.
Well, I'm not completely convinced that happened, but there were six warships, Russian warships and submarines, that were entering the Black Sea. So it looks like Turkey may have slowed that down. I wouldn't say that it didn't happen. I don't really know that for sure, but The Reuters says that Turkey says that Russia canceled the Black Sea passage upon its request. So there's kind of some question there. Did it happen? Because I can't imagine Russia would cancel anything. But that's kind of where we are. There's about 140 ships in and around the right. Black Sea right now from various flags.
Mm-hmm.
He asked some other questions. I couldn't really hear. It was kind of muffled.
It was muffled on my end, too.
But he said something about the Wagner Group. Here's what's kind of interesting is the Wagner Group is a fighting group. They're a contracted group of experienced fighters. The United States confronted them in Syria. And we tried to, just say back off. They wouldn't do it. So at the time, Trump gave the approval to kill them, and I think we killed 400 of them.
Yeah, we did.
There's a lot of things that the government knows, the Pentagon knows about the Wagner Group that they're not coming clean on, by the way,
mm-hmm.
including Admiral Kirby. But here's the other interesting thing is that they sent in a couple of squads of Chechen fighters into Kyiv. And it is said that they took out one of the groups and maybe both of these Chechen fighters after they were given a tip by, of all things, the FSB,
right.
which is the current KGB in mm-hmm. Russia. So it looks like there are some chinks in the armor in Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a true story, and this is coming from a couple of sources that don't really like each other, news sources, so
mm-hmm.
I try and validate these things, and it looks like there's some truth to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we have to take everything with a grain of salt. We try to verify everything we get. Now, I will say this. We do know that Russia is definitely firing at, oh, I don't know, high schools, apartment buildings, hospitals.
Well, yeah, we've seen that happen here in the last couple of days. And that is a war crime. And Zelensky has actually referred Putin to the International Criminal Court for war crimes.
Uh-huh.
That sounds great and good. But the war crimes actually go back a lot of years, least of which is Syria.
Yep.
The International Criminal Court means nothing. It's inert. It's a joke.
Yep. Okay, we will talk to you again tomorrow morning. Same time, same bat channel. Have a great day. Denise Simon, everybody.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
The 2020 election is still making news in Wisconsin. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman wants the state to look into decertifying the 2020 election results. Gableman presenting the findings of his election investigation to Wisconsin lawmakers. He says the point of the investigation is to spur future legislative changes. His report also finding that Mark Zuckerberg's group paid for illegal drop boxes to be placed in Democratic voting strongholds and that ineligible voters remained on the voting rolls in the state, which is illegal.
The COVID-19 pandemic may have contributed to a drop in birth rates at the beginning of 2021, according to a new report released on Tuesday by the CDC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy, where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance technician at one of their two campuses. We'll tell you where the campuses are right after they tell you about themselves, coming up right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has a campus in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here on the other side of the bay. I'm here on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater. And they have another campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, if you want a good, high-paying job where you won't have to worry about whether or not you're going to have a job a year from now, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, this is a job that is very much in demand. If you can work with your hands, if you can read schematics, you can do this job. You'll be trained to be an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you can check them out on the web by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can do what I would suggest to everybody. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number, again, 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, you'll be able to talk to some students, you'll be able to talk to some instructors, and more than likely, you'll be able to talk to the money folks, and they'll tell you how the student loan works. They'll also explain to you, if you're a veteran, how to use your VA benefits to maximize and perhaps pay for everything that's there in terms of schooling, because sometimes you don't have it all because you've used it for something else. But if you still got your educational benefits, I can tell you, you'll wind up being able to use them right there, and it won't cost you a dime. So, naa.edu, naa.edu, phone number 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. There you go. Now, the Russians are making headway in Ukraine. Obviously, none of this makes a bunch of sense to anybody. Vladimir Putin just all of a sudden dropping a hammer and away we go. And then trying to justify it by a whole bunch of gobbledygook, if you will. But Russian forces had taken Berdansk, a Ukrainian city of about 100,000 people on the Azov Sea coast. Now, also, they have made advances towards Kherson, another city in the south of Ukraine, while Mariupol, a city in on the Sea of Azov, which is considered to be a prime Russian target, is hanging on at the moment. Now, they're just pounding those cities with artillery and tanks and missiles, and they're doing that to try to get them to surrender. And then they're going in to occupy them. And I will also tell you that the volunteers, you need to be careful what you wish for when it comes to these folks from Ukraine, because the volunteers are lined up again on the streets in the various cities to get guns and ammunition to not only defend themselves, but to fight against the Russians when they do make an appearance, guerrilla warfare. And there's going to be a lot of that. A lot of that. The Russians are not going to like what they're going to see, which is probably why a lot of these young conscripts are running out of gas and having a fan belt break or whatever, to where they're parked on the side of the road waiting for the help to come along behind them, knowing full well that they're not going to have to move until they get their vehicles taken care of. Now, I'm not saying that they're afraid to get in the fight, but it's pretty obvious to me that they don't know what they're fighting for, which a lot of us are scratching our heads about that one, too. And they don't want to be involved going up against some of these people. Now, the other reason for the big backup, the 44-mile-long convoy, which never should have been that, is because they ran out of beans, bullets, and ammo. Or fuel, rather. Beans, bullets, and fuel. And the fuel trucks, instead of being right there with some of the convoys, were trailing behind them. So when the road got blocked, in some of the cases with which it did, they weren't able to get by. They had to work their way through to get up to wherever the vehicles were that needed the fuel. And, of course, if you're a sharp gunner and you can hone in on a target, and somebody brings a fuel truck up into range, what are you going to do? You're going to take it out, aren't you? And that's happened in a couple of circumstances elsewhere in the city. So we'll watch and we'll see what happens. But this is not going according to plan for the Russians. This is not going according to plan. What are the reasons? Don't know. You can assume your own. Now, Russian forces, as I spoke just a second ago, are shelling Ukraine's number two city, and they're also in the process of trying to surround Kyiv. Now, this is something that's going to be an all-day deal because at any time that convoy will break out and start to make a big ring around Kyiv. They have not done it yet, but that's the ultimate goal. We'll see what happens when they do it. And if for some reason they are able to get volunteer pilots to hop into MiG-29s that were flown into Poland, they'll be able to fly back and take elements of that convoy out. Of course, it might be a suicide mission because they'll be at such a level that that might happen. Now, we'll see. Then again, they might fly at a treetop level and come in that way. Don't know. But more U.S. troops could be on the way right now to Europe amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. There are 14,000 U.S. troops which have been activated in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and it may not be the last either, according to the Pentagon spokesman, Rear Admiral retired John Kirby. He told reporters that on Monday, 2 days ago. I don't know what's going to happen, but everybody's watching very, very, very closely to see what's going to happen. And, of course, the U.S. has activated thousands of troops to reassure their allies since early this month, including an as-yet-to-be-determined number who will deploy in support of the NATO Response Force, activated for the first time in its history last Thursday. And I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe it was my understanding that the United States will be in charge of that. We'll see. We'll see. So, the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Now, if you want to go fight in the Ukraine, the Ukraine president, Vladimir Zelensky, has created the International Legion of Territorial Defense of Ukraine, to where foreigners can come in and work as a mercenary, if you will, for the government and help them defend themselves, which is what these 10 Special Forces guys, 6 American and 4 British, did. They're on their way there now. Okay, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is coming right back. And we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625,
800-503-8625. This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, before we get to Chris Markowski, I want to tell you about Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, the front seat massagers, the heated seats, and don't forget, that really feels fantastic when you need to have it. Now, Moss Acura also is the home of You Serve, You Save, where all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders get a great deal on your vehicle there, along with church pastors. Now, they're located on South Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, at mossacura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. Don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. And it's just 30 miles north of St. Pete. So go on up there, check it out, and you'll be able to get yourself a great deal. All right. We've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
I'll tell you what, I wasn't all that impressed with Biden's speech, but I just told you something off the air, which now I'll tell all the people about. Breitbart is coming out and saying that only 5% of Americans who saw the speech believe it went well.
The State of the Union addresses, you know, I tend to start dozing off during them. You know, oftentimes they end up going too long and ridiculous platitudes and whatnot. And I remember, you know, George W. Bush talking about, you know, algae and switchgrass and powering up the Navy with algae. I mean, it's just, you know, they come up with these far-flung, ridiculous ideas. You know, it kind of started losing me really quickly when he started talking about inflation. It wasn't expected that he was going to talk about it, but his answer was for companies to lower costs, not to lower wages. And, you know, one of the largest input costs for businesses are wages. You can also talk about commodities as well. And he said lower costs. Like it's some sort of like snap your finger and can lower costs. I mean, what are the costs of a business? You have your transportation costs. You have your energy costs. You have your labor costs. You have your materials costs. What are we supposed to do here, Joe? I mean, you know, you're talking out of your buttocks, quite frankly. You've never run a business in your entire life. You have no idea what businesses need to do to operate and how they need to operate and how they go about handling their costs. So, again, it was just so stupid and so, what's the word I'm looking for? It was just, you know, juvenile, I guess. I mean, it's just dumb. I mean, you have no idea, and you're just coming out, you're saying these things, and like, oh, okay, all of a sudden they're going to be able to do that. You know, enough already. You know, that's not going to solve our inflation woes. You can't just say lower costs, okay? Mm-hmm. How we go about doing that, Joe?
Did you see the speech, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene get up and start yelling at Biden about the Joe Baby Joe, and she was wearing an outfit, and on the back it said Joe Baby Joe. She turned around, turned her back on Biden, and then when they had the deal about the soldiers and whatnot, talking about the military, they were yelling, "You put them in, Joe, you put them in," meaning the 13 that were killed in Kabul.
Yeah, they, I guess there's a couple of breaches of etiquette there, that you're really not supposed to do. You know, I remember who was the guy that yelled at Obama, said, "You lie." What was it? I forget who that was.
Oh, Jim something or another. I've had him on my show before. He went, you know, he went over to the Heritage Foundation and now he has his own, PAC. He was a senator from, South Carolina.
Yeah, he got on that. But, you know, it's kind of breaches of etiquette. They actually also cheered. The other side, too, they cheered Biden on when he talked about funding the police rather than defunding the police. Right. Which, again, you know, the squad there was none too happy about that because they want more crime, more of the same. So, yeah, a little bit of a breach of etiquette, and happens from time to time.
Yeah, the squad wasn't too happy about a lot of things there. And what was her name? Tlaib? She gave some sort of rebuttal speech afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
I didn't see it, but I heard she did. How's that?
You know, that's fine. I think that, you know, that whole crowd is slowly but surely getting sidelined to a greater degree outside the wackos.
That's true. That's true. And we need to have them make all the noise they want right now because they are going to cost the Democrats this election. They, by themselves.
Again, and I'm not a political operator. It's not. I could never get involved in their world, but I know that if I was, you know, I would be. I'd have cameras in front of these idiots all the time.
Yep, and they do. They do. There are people following them, just waiting for that moment when they slip up and they do whatever they're going to do. Well, let's see. Let's get a little financial fork into the deal here because there were some things talking. He talked about inflation, and when he talked about inflation, he never really mentioned how we got to the point that we were at. And when he talked about oil and he talked about energy, that's where he was really wrong because the answer is not to just, well, we're going to release the reserves and we're going to get that out there. It's going to help things.
That doesn't do anything.
No.
I'm so sick and hearing about this release the reserve crap. It doesn't do a damn thing. It's not going to affect anything. The other dumb thing was is that if Americans bought electric cars, they'd save $80 a month. Do you remember how expensive these electric cars are?
I do.
Anybody's actually even paid attention at all. Some of these major electric car companies, their stocks are dropping like a rock because they, you know, the supply chains are so bad, they can't get the cars out. So a very expensive EV, more expensive than a Tesla's Lucid Motors, their stock's down like 25-30% over the past few days because they said, no, we're not going to be able to come out and manufacture the cars that we need because we don't have the parts. General Motors sold off its stake in Lordstown Motors. Lordstown said they're going to make 500 cars this year. 500, that's it. Okay?
Yeah.
This is not an answer, okay? It's not. It's utter and sheer stupidity. It's juvenile. You're going to save $80 a month. It costs my wife over $100 to fill up the tank in her SUV right now.
Going to cost her more.
It is what it is. That's what it costs. Okay? And it's very expensive. Now, I'll put this into perspective, okay? You go back to the 1960s. On energy and food, Americans back then used to spend 25% of their disposable income on those things. That's come down. It's now down to like 12% on average. Which is obviously, this is where inflation is not going to, it hurts, and it hurts bad, but it's not going to be as much of a shock as it would have been under those scenarios, but it's still damn bad, and people are feeling it. And again, you know, this is, it's kicking Joe Biden every single time somebody's got to go fill up at the pump. You see the stickers, you know, he did that.
Let me tell you what Texas crude is trading at right now. $103.41 a barrel, which is the highest it's been in 15 years, and the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery coming out the door is $3.09. Add your state, your city, your county, and transportation costs to it, and whatever the dealers are going to add to it, that's your retail price.
Well over
$4 a gallon coming everywhere.
I was glad to see it. Ro Khanna from California was on with Maria Bartiromo, you know, the day before, I can't remember exactly. And then he's complaining that, you know, the oil companies are making too much profit. And it's like, it's ridiculous. This is a global market.
Yeah.
You know better.
And Biden said he was going to ask everybody to roll their prices back because their prices were too high. They have no idea. They have no idea. All right, Chris, I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend, and then we'll yell at some more people.
All right,
you take care. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. And we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.